The sixth discouraging problem in life is the problem of criticism. From the time we are small until the time we go to our graves, we are subject to criticism. If one is unable to take criticism, his life will be a problem throughout the years. But if one is able to take criticism, then life could be much more enjoyable, much more interesting, and much less discouraging. Many years ago, there was an Italian newsboy selling newspapers on the streets of Chicago. One day, he approached an elderly lady and said, "Madam, would you buy a paper from me?" She turned around and said, "I wouldn't buy a paper from you, you dirty little wop." The little fellow didn't sell many more papers that day. He went home that night and cried himself to sleep. The next morning when he awoke, he said to himself, "Maybe that woman was right. Maybe I haven't kept myself as clean as I should." So that morning he cleaned himself up from toe to head. He made up his mind that he was going to cut out the slang and stop the swearing. He noted to his surprise that he actually sold more papers. It wasn't long before he saved a little money and opened up a regular newsstand. The store was immaculate. His business grew and prospered, and before long he opened up a regular business. This store was just as clean as it could possibly be. He went on from one success to another until he became the owner of one of the big department stores in the city of Chicago. You will find someday that the newspaper writers and reporters will come to you, and they will want to know why you have succeeded, if you achieve any degree of greatness. So they went to this very successful Italian merchant, and they asked him about his life. They said to him, "Is there anything in your life that you might say was responsible for your success?" He repeated the little story that you have just heard. He said, "That woman taught me the value of cleanliness." In other words, we should not jump to conclusions when someone criticizes us. We should look for the lesson in the criticism. Once you find the lesson in the criticism, you will be grateful that the person criticizing you took the time to show you a better way of life. In other words, criticism does not come into your life to make you weaker, but to make you stronger. Another very important principle on the subject of criticism is something which very, very few people realize. As you probably remember when from your school days you studied about the Gulf Stream. The Gulf Stream is a hot body of water that runs along the coast of Florida and up and around England. If it were not for this hot body of water, people would not be able to live in England, and Florida would not be so inviting. The Gulf Stream, without anyone paying any attention to it, runs its course. Likewise, there is a Gulf Stream running through your life and my life of perfection. It seems that everyone is seeking perfection. Consequently, the wife criticizes the husband because she wants him to be perfect. The husband criticizes the wife because he wants her to be perfect. The parent criticizes the child because he wants the child to be perfect. The child criticizes the parents because he wants the parents to be perfect. The teacher criticizes the student because he wants the student to be perfect. The student criticizes the teacher because he wants the teacher to be perfect. The boss criticizes the worker because he wants the worker to be perfect. And the worker criticizes the boss because he wants the boss to be perfect. The minister criticizes the congregation because he wants them to be perfect. And the congregation criticizes the minister because they want him to be perfect. Everybody seems to be criticizing everybody else. You wonder why life sometimes is so difficult. Don't ask your boss, your wife, your child to be perfect. If they are reasonably perfect, you are a very fortunate person. Don't even ask yourself to be perfect. If you are reasonably perfect, you should be quite happy with yourself. This constant demanding of perfection from ourselves and others is one of the greatest discouraging factors in life. It's quite all right to ask for a perfect typewriter or automobile or something of a mechanical nature, but when you ask it of a human being, you are making an unreasonable demand. Save yourself much trouble and great discouragement in the years to come. Simply ask yourself this question: am I criticizing simply because I want perfection? If so, be more reasonable. When someone criticizes you, ask the question, is he doing it because he wants me to be perfect? Then discount it. It's quite all right to seek perfection, But in dealing with yourself and others, make sure that you are reasonable.